Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Expression, speaking life to the total man through the spoken word. Amen. God is faithful on today. We thank him for his promises and all that he's doing on today. Thank God for my husband being on the line. Amen. Bless God for my husband, Demond Studi, at a birthday on yesterday. And so we bless God for him. This new man, all the way from Value City Furniture, sending a shout out to Value City Furniture. Hey there, Mr. Brian, and hey there, you know who you are, Charlie, bless you. And again, thank y'all for tuning in today. So as we are listening in, we have on as a special guest on today, Sierra Parker, amen. And wow, this is my first episode with Prophetic Expressions, Friday Fire, Prophetic Fire. And so we got some little kinks and stuff that we're working out on this first episode. Amen. Amen. Do we have Sierra Parker on the line?
Yes. Hi.
Amen. If possible, could you turn up your volume for me?
Yes. Hold on 1 second.
All right. That sounds good. Right there. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. I'm so glad that you decided to be a guest on our show today. And Sierra Parker is an awful woman of God. I had a chance to meet her in person. Amen. And she has just been a blessing to me, her music and her. Amen. Sierra Parker was born on November 1st, 1988, to Virginia Parker, and she was raised in Norfolk, Virginia by her grandparents, the late Richard and Odessa Parker. At an early age, Sierra started singing almost as soon as she was able to talk. Amen. She was fortunate and favored enough to share the stage and platform with some of the greatest in music, such as Twinkie Clark, Surrender Clark Cole, Michael Smith, Mona Jay, Kenny Mayo, Miley Music, Jessica Reedy, and James Fortune and Fire. Amen, just to name a few. And her main goal and agenda is to make God famous, as she often likes to say. She desires to spread the gospel to the masses. Sierra is uniquely anointed and appointed for a time such as this, as God has called her to fulfill the assignment that he's placed on her life. Amen. God bless you, Sierra. Amen. I know it's a little, got a lot going on right now, but we thank God just for this opportunity to have you call in and just talk with us and tell us a little bit about your ministry. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Pretty much, I started my ministry in 2014, but that's not how long I've been singing. I've been singing for a long time, very long time, singing background, but God kind of pushed me out in the forefront. So I began singing and traveling, and God has just opened so many doors for me, and I'm just grateful.
Amen. So if you could, just tell us a little bit about, this is the segment of Prophetic Expressions, Prophetic Fire Friday. Amen. That's a mouthful. And so this is a new segment that God has me to implement along with Prophetic Expressions. And so could you just tell us a little bit about what is your definition of prophetic worship?
Prophetic worship, to me, prophetic worship is simply prophetic utterance through song, through praise, through worship. And it's simply saying what God says or what God wants the people to hear through song.
Amen. You know, a lot of people are out there singing today and, you know, they label their music as Christian or gospel music. But I feel like you said, it has to be have a prophetic utterance, amen. It has to be like set with, you know, with God's approval on it, I believe. And so if you could just tell us a little bit about, like you told us that you started your ministry and you were doing background music for a lot of people and God pushed you to the forefront. If you could just tell us a little bit about what would be your, what would be some wisdom that you would give to some of the up-and-coming artists.
As far as up-and-coming artists, my advice them would simply be of course, put God first. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. And if he tells you to do it, then go forth with it. I was a little afraid at first because I'm like, oh, well, I'm so used to singing background, you know. And I'll lead sometimes, but I was so used to doing background. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that. But if he tells you to do it, then do it. And he'll make provision for you to get the job done and get the assignment done. So just do what he tells you to do. That's my advice to up-and-coming artists. Always listen to the voice of God. It will never fail you.
Amen. Could you just tell us a little bit about, amen, your first single, Hold On?
Yes. My first single.
About the inspiration for that?
Yes, my first single is entitled Just Hold On. It came out in 2014 of November. And it just talks about, you know, life situations, whatever your struggles are, circumstances, situations. It just talks about being strong. You know, the chorus says, just hold on, just stay strong, just hold on. You got to believe them. And literally, that came from me experiencing situations, experiencing life in general. You know, we all go through things, and I just wanted to encourage not only the believer, but just people to just hold on. You know, whatever it is that you're going through, you know, you can come out of it. You know, eventually God will make a way. And that's where that song stemmed from, you know, just hold on. Just stay strong. You have to stand on the word of God, stand on the promises of God. He cannot lie. If he said it, it has to come to pass, no matter how long it takes, no matter, you know, how tired you get of waiting, it has to come to pass. So just wait. Just hold on and just stay strong.
Amen.
Amen.
Again, we're in the process of setting up so that you can hear that snippet of that call. And then, Sierra, could you just tell us where we could find your music at?
Yes, ma'am. My music, actually my website is sierraparker.com, and that's C-I-A-R-A, parker.com. And also my music is available on all online outlets, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, wherever you purchase your music from. You can find both of my singles, actually, on any online outlets. And also, you know, I have YouTube and Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff.
Amen. And so we'll have that on our website as well after the show, giving you just the information of her website, her YouTube page, all of her social media avenues. Amen. Just along with this interview, you know, I was researching some things, and I think it's in the Old Testament where it talks about that there were some people, there were the Israelites who had put forth to God a strange fire. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And this strange fire was mixed with some of the paganistic culture that was around them. You know, as you see all the way through the Old Testament and the New Testament, the Israelites and the Jewish people were always getting into, they would get on track, and then they would get off track again, and then they would get back on track, and then get off track again. And they were always kind of influenced by their surrounding, you know, surrounding cultures, which were paganistic. And they had said that in that particular scripture, they had put forth a strange fire before God. And that strange fire was mixed with some of the spirits of the other gods that the people around them were serving. They began to serve. And so we saw that expression, prophetic fire Friday. The purpose of this is basically to have people that I know, you know, that are people of God, who have a pure fire unto God. They're worshiping and praising of God is pure. Amen. And so you're one of the artists that I thought of because even though I see you from afar, your life has been a blessing to me and other people. Amen. And so it's not a strange fire. It's a prophetic fire, you know. I had just learned a little while ago that God began to download some things to me about prophetic worship, amen, and what it was, and that we as people of God, a prophetic worship, not just in our gifts and talents, but in the things that we, and how we live our lives, not just the things that we do, but how we live our lives on a daily basis, that it's worship unto God, amen. And we have to remember that it's not just singing or just doing different things, but it has to be, your life has to be a worship unto God. And that prophetic worship is also an utterance, but it's also You know, the Bible says that, you know, what your gifts and talents are, they aren't just money, but what your gifts and talents are, to offer them unto God. And so that's prophetic worship, whether you do mime, whether you do spoken word, whether you sing, whether you minister, if it has the message of the Holy Spirit within it and the presence of God, and it has a prophetic word in it that comes from God, then it's prophetic worship. Amen. And so,
amen.
Yeah, and so that was just, you know, a lesson that I was just, you know, off of on today. Just in the, we said that this, you know, this particular show is going to be national, global, you know, and wherever else, amen. But right in the state of Virginia, just in the 757, like, I know you can agree, we have so many artists that are
doing,
amen. So many people of God that are north, and we have so many deposits coming out, so many people doing different things. And I know you've done backup for a lot of them. you mentioned that you do a lot of backup, and but the thing we have to remember is that we have to support each other, and also too we have to make sure that our worship unto God is a pure fire unto God. If you could tell me, what's your experience even just working with some of the artists in the 757 area?
What are some of my experiences?
Yes,
I can truly say that I have had some wonderful encounters with God. I believe I've experienced God in so many ways, and I'm fortunate enough to experience God in so many ways. I've gone to and sung at several different types of denominations, different churches, and I was able to experience God in so many different ways, and all of them were different, and all of them were unique, and even singing background for different artists. Here, locally and abroad, I've experienced God in so many ways, and so I believe that He just kind of opened my eyes to a lot of things and to just get to know His heart and His mind. And God's heart and His mind is so beautiful. And so I've had some wonderful, wonderful encounters with God.
Amen. We also have some other people that's listening in. Those who are listening in, again, if you want to log in to say something or to make a remark or to respond or to be a part of the conversation. You can be, amen. Just, I have my husband, he's on the line. Let me see if he can, and only he does work, but he might have something that he would like to say. Hold on while I unmute him.
Okay.
All right.
Hello?
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 Do we have DeMar Stewart on the line?
Hello, God bless you. God bless you, Sierra.
God bless you.
Hey, we enjoy your ministry a lot, and we just praise God for the gift that He has placed inside of you. We appreciate you for being obedient to God and for answering the call of God on your life.
Yes.
Amen. We're just so fortunate that God has allowed us this avenue with prophetic expressions to be able to speak with a lot of the artists that are doing pure worship and pure praise unto God. So I just wanted to say that, and I just wanted to encourage you to keep going.
Wow, thank you so much.
Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job.
Amen. We said
a
shout out to
Yasabe,
was his birthday. Amen.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Thank you.
Amen. All right.
I'm 60 years old.
I'm 60 years old. Amen. All right. I'm going to put you back on mute, DeMond. All right. Love you.
All right. Love you.
Bye-bye. Amen. And that was my husband, DeMond, giving him a shout-out to Value City Furniture. Amen. Also, again, I think I have your music set up. We're going to see if it's going to play. All right, hold on 1 minute.
Okay.
It should be Just Hold On. All right, let's see what Just Hold On. Can you hear it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Amen, amen. That was awesome. That's a blessing.
Amen.
I love that song. It really encourages me because some days you just have to hold on to the promise of God. I mean, hold on to the word of God. And, you know, so many times the enemy comes in trying to choke that word, and try to choke that, you know, that encouragement out of us, trying to choke, you know, everything that he's given us to do. The enemy tries to come in and, you know, choke it out of us. Amen. So God is so faithful. When we just hold on, we got to keep declaring the word of God. Amen. Keep declaring what he has told us in times past. Amen. You know, when we go through that fire, when we go through that season of, you know, of purifying, of being purified in the fire, being, you know, shaping. And it says that, you know, you might suffer for a while, amen. He said, but I'll strengthen, establish, strengthen, and settle you, amen. And so we have to know that God is going to strengthen and settle us, amen. He's going to have his way in our lives, amen. And we have to hold on to the promises of God, amen. And
yes,
so,
ma'am.
Amen. So I'm just so blessed by that, amen. And so another word I thought about too is when, I know it's probably familiar to you, 2 Chronicles 20 and 21. And the NIV version is talking about it, the children of Israel and Jehoshaphat. And it's talking about there was a time when the enemies that came against them, and Jehoshaphat went before God to ask God what to do because there were so many enemies that were surrounding them, amen. And so they felt like they needed some extra help because they didn't think they were going to win this battle unless God had taken advantage, you know, taken control. And when he prayed, God gave him an answer. And his answer was, send forth the worshipers, send forth the praisers, send forth those with the instruments to go before the army. Amen. And so it is 2 Chronicles 20, 21, and 22. And basically in the NIV Bible, it just says that after consulting with the people, Jehoshaphat, he had talked to after consulting with God, and then Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the sin of his holiness as they went out at the head of the army, saying, give thanks to the Lord for his love endures forever. Amen. Mm-hmm. And then it says that, amen, as they went forth, it says the Ammonites and Anabites, Moabites rose up against the men from Jehoshaphat's army to destroy and annihilate them. And after they finished shouting when the men from Sarah, they helped to destroy one another. So what happened, we talked about it, is very familiar to those who are in prophetic worship or worship God, that when the praises and the worshipers and the people with the instruments went before God, amen, that it caused and confused the enemy, and it caused the enemy to, hello? Amen?
Amen. Yes,
it caused
ma'am.
The enemy to, they begin to fight against themselves. They begin to ambush themselves because of the powerful work of God that caused them to go against themselves, amen. And so we have to know that God has our back, amen. We have to know that praise and worship is not just something that we do, that it is a sound that is a tool for healing, and it's also a tool for, is a weapon, amen, against the enemy. That's one of my weapons. It's a weapon against the enemy, amen. And a lot of times we think that the sound has to be pretty. It has to be a pretty sound, and it has to have the right notes, and it has the rhymes have to be all in order. But God didn't ask for, you know, during that time, we don't even know if everybody that was singing had a beautiful sound. Yes, some of them might have been skilled, but some of them might not have been skilled, amen. But as they put that sound before the enemy, it caused them to lose the war, amen. So we can use our weapons against the enemy to win, amen. And so just remember that. If, another thing I wanted to bring up is with prophetic worship and ministry, we're talking about strange fire. Like, I guess I wanted to ask you, what do you think about musicians and artists incorporating secular music into their music?
Into their music?
Mm-hmm.
That's a touchy subject. Me personally, I love all genres of music. I listen to all genres of music. I listen to country,
R&B, jazz, you know, a little bit of everything. But that's just me. I love music. Now, my album, when it comes out, you will hear several influences from various artists, and all of them are not necessarily gospel. But I believe it's just your own personal conviction. If you feel like you can't handle that part, you know, in listening or incorporating, you know, other genres of music into your music, then, you know, that's something between you and God. You know, that's your personal conviction. But me personally, I love all types of music. and it's just what I hear. Like, when I hear something, or when I hear a chord, or when I hear a lyric, it's what God gives to me. So I think it's more of an individual thing. You know, more of a personal thing. What he gives me may not be what he gives, you know, you. So I think that's how I go off of it. I think it's more of a personal thing.
I hear what you're saying, and, you know, a lot of, and it's, I think that there should be alternatives to, you know, because, praise, again, we already know that praise and worship came from God, and that, you know, the first praise and worship leader was the enemy. And I believe that music and praise and worship and music came from God first, and I believe that the enemy came in, you know, and tainted it. I also believe, you know, from the standpoint of, because the enemy took it and tainted it, we as the people of God believe that if we pray and we ask God, that he will give us music that comes from heaven, that comes from him. And of course, some of the music is going to sound similar to what the enemy had, because it originated with God, and then, you know, the enemy, the devil, was very familiar with music because, again, he was a head, you know, praise and worship leader. But my issue would be with like music that, you know, that does not have, you know, anything positive in it. It has very derogatory, like negative, you know, connotations in it. It promotes promiscuity, or promotes, you know, things that are negative, things that are causing people to fall, you know. So those
type
of things that, yeah, that, you know, I feel like, you know, if you're the more Sunday morning service, somebody put me in, dropping like it's hot. Okay, like, I got an issue with that. You know, like, how can you sit there and pray? The words, you get people out of the Spirit of God, because, you know, even with people who do remakes, you have to be careful with the remake, because people are going to, their minds are going to go back to what they first heard.
Right.
So, you know,
right.
A lot of people might play, you know, drop it like a cop. They're like, drop it for God, drop it for God. So, like, okay, you're going to drop it for God? Okay, if God was standing in front of you, would he be pleased with you dropping your behind in front of him? You know, well, if it's some of the, you know, the music that I'm hearing, you know, out there, they're like, whoa. You know, so you have to, I think there's a thin line that you have to be careful, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
With what you put in, and then what you get in your ear, your eye gates, because even though, you know, you might listen to all types of music, as people, especially people who play music, you know how you hear a song, you get it in your spirit, it's like you can't get it out. So, like, you know, even Sunday morning service, you might have been listening to something else, might not necessarily have been gospel, might have been secular, or it's like, you know, like some Luther Vandross or something. Okay. And if you put that in your music, you have to be careful, because I believe that because every person, when they give music, music has a spirit behind it. It has a spirit of the person in it and a spirit behind it. So you have to be careful, because whatever's in that music, whatever spirit is in that music, is going to come across in it. So you just have to be careful in how you incorporate it in your music, or you incorporate it in your worship. Amen. Because it can become a strange fire to God. And
wow.
In order to be pleasing to God, you know, because he says that there are some things that, and he said, it stinks in my nostrils, you know. He said the strange fire that came before him stunk in his nostrils. He could receive it, and it stunk. It was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And not just with music, but with our lives, you know, we have to be careful that when we come before God, if we not stink, we got to repent. You know, and thank God for the blood. Jesus, thank God for the blood. that cleanses us and purges us, you know, so we come before him, all he sees is God, amen. So we got 3 minutes left, and I want to just, you know, if you could just pray us out. I'll let you start, and I'll finish. Amen.
Okay. Dear Lord, we just thank you for this this time of fellowship. We thank you for this interview, God. We thank you for blessing it, God. We thank you for giving us understanding and wisdom and knowledge and power and empowerment even today, God. We just thank you for just this short time that we had to spend together. And, God, we ask that you bless us, bless each of our ministries, God. God, just don't ever take your hand off of us. God, we thank you what it is that you are doing in our lives, in us and through us. And God, continue to touch Prophetess Aisha. God, strengthen her even the more. God, we thank you for her ministry that you placed inside of her. Now, God, allow her to soar like never before. God, give her the strength for the journey. God, we thank you now in the name of the Lord Jesus. God, we thank you for this radio show, for this blog talk radio show, God, that it will prosper in the name of the Lord Jesus. God, we thank you for what you are doing and what you're going to do. And we thank you and we bless you and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. I just touched the agreement with Sierra Parker. I pray that God, you will bless her. Thank you for allowing her to be my first guest on this segment of Prophetic Expressions Fire Friday. Amen. And so I thank God for her that you will bless her ministry, bless her endeavors, God, all that she's put her hands to do, that you will bless it, that you would increase her, oh God, and that you would enlarge her territory to not just be national, but we pray for national, we pray for local, we pray for global, oh God, that as she continues to uplift your ministry, uplift you, God, that you would just bless her like never before. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sierra, so much. Amen. And can you just let us know your website is SierraParkerMusic.com?
SierraParker.com. Yes, ma'am.
SierraParker.com. Okay. SierraParker.com. And you can get the rest of the information on this archive show. If you do log into that same episode, where I'll be broadcasting out. And we'll be leaving out with her single, You're Gonna Win. Amen. Thank you, Sierra. God bless you so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.